There's three questions. Do you intend to attract the family and workers?
I guess with family and workers, you've got a good relationship with them. So, tracks are really good as advice, right? I use them for that purpose. Like, I've got one that's $1 million bill on the back, it's got $1 million question, and I'm just going to have it. So, like, on the streets, I'll land with people, and then I'll look at it, and I'll get talking to them. I use that to break the ice. And then the training will show you how to use these different packs. You can. There's nothing. You've got a relationship with them, so, you know, you can talk to them a little bit without having to use tracks. If you feel like you can't talk to them, and you have family in other parts of the world, like Roman, you just write a letter. That's what I did. I can't share the gospel with my dad. I don't have much relationship. So I just wrote a letter. So you can vote. I've done something, you know what I mean? So don't feel like you have to sit down with the gospel presentation with your grandma next time you see her and talk to her flat out. If you can pray for opportunities, they'll come up randomly.
What happens when no one listens to spots that are received everywhere? What happens when no one wants to know or cares?
Two promises with that. Firstly, is there is sheep out there. A lot of these missionaries like Hudson Taylor and I think we're in Carrie as well, they went to China and India and they laid it for 7 or 7 years to look in different parts of the world with no fruit. No fruit whatsoever. And I think this is a key verse here in Psalm 6. It says, "Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed of sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." If you continually do it with prayer and waste of prayer, God will be faithful. He says that this is the means that we will give himself and preaching the word and sharing it and that. So, yeah, just keep at it, just keep praying.
Yeah, which kind of leads nicely, I guess, into the next and last question, which really is how many converts did Jeremiah have? It's not a question, clearly none.
Yeah, Jeremiah, he spoke for that whole time, and the nation didn't turn to him, but he was still faithful as a prophet. There's a really interesting verse. I think if we're going to be like Jeremiah, we need to be able to say, like he said, Jeremiah 20, that the word of God was in him like fire and burning his bones, and he was deceived by God because people were attacking him and persecuting him. He said, "I can't hold him," and he just kept saying. So yes, we don't see fruit. I think that is fine, but we need to be like him in that way as well. It's just always listening, always speaking. It's not a discouragement. And there was still people like Abraham. I think it was Barak or something like that.
I've got a question to you. You know, that guy that you said that read the tract underwater and got saved, would he be the only guy to have been saved and baptized at the same time? That's my question to you, Owen.